How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With your kids, they have your kids. I'm easing back to this.
The Radio Avenger.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, he is. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Well, it's been a long weekend, I know. Here we are back again on a Monday night on RVNLive.com, the greatest network in all of America, and the world, for that matter. You are listening to it right now. Radio Avenger, Rick Adams, that's me, had a very long weekend, thankfully, and we had a lot to think about, a lot to digest. Not just the turkey and the other goodies and vegetables at the time of this season, but a lot of shall we say, spiritual and intellectual food. And I hope you did, too. I have my subscription today, finally. I do have my new subscription to The Forward, and it's a very interesting newspaper. We'll talk a little bit about some of the articles in this publication a little bit later. And we, of course, will entertain your phone calls tonight, because I think I'll just keep it between us tonight. I think we'll do that. Tomorrow night we have a guest scheduled, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that a little later on. But I'd like to talk about some of the issues that are in the news. Of course, if you go to our website tonight, you will see it. You will see a lot on there about various topics of interest to us all. And one of them happens to be Sybil Edmonds, of course, and her defeat at the Supreme Court level in her lawsuit. That's a very interesting case. And I'm sure as the days go by, we will hear more about Sybil Edmonds and this case that is so important. So we'll talk a little bit about the news of that case, and also George Bush's latest antics south of the border. And Cindy Sheehan's back, of course, from Europe, and she's back better than ever, continually sidetracked by the media once again, of course. A lot to talk about. We haven't even scratched the surface. Besides, we welcome your questions, comments about issues that you'd like me to know about. And our number, as ever and always, is toll-free at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And, yeah, we had a great Thanksgiving. We did give thanks. I hope you enjoyed the repertoire of the program that went on at least Friday night. I don't know. Somebody said they couldn't get Thursday night's program, Thanksgiving Eve. There was something wrong, but they did get Friday nights, and here we are back live again for the long week ahead, ladies and gentlemen. And we do give thanks to Yahweh and Yeshua Yamashiach. So all of you out there listening tonight, welcome to join in on the program, Uncensored Radio Free America. We get back to work tonight, and a lot of interesting things are happening before our very eyes. So you join me, Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, as we begin the program tonight. And we look forward to your participation for the next hour and 55 minutes, okay? All right. We'll be back to talk a little bit about Sybil Edmonds. Join me. Yuri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we are back to begin the program, ladies and gentlemen. And let me start off, before I take any calls, we'll start off with a review of the news, all right? Well, as you probably know and have seen on our website, you should get on and read the website every day, rbnlive.com. From the Associated Press, this transcription, well, a former FBI translator, that's Sibel Edmonds, failed today to persuade the Supreme Court to revive her lawsuit in which she contends that she was fired for reporting possible wrongdoing by other linguists involved in counterterrorism. You know, Sibel Edmonds had quite a reputation. He was instrumental in exposing Condoleezza Rice as a liar, as an absolute total liar, over 9/11 and the DPBs, the daily presidential briefings, as you know, particularly the August 1st memo that came up. And you probably recall when push came to shove and George Bush gave his address at a particular time leading up to war, she looked extremely nervous and extremely frightened for her leader, George Bush, and rightfully so, because she knew she was lying, she knew he was lying, she knew Dick Cheney was lying, and all of them are liars. Well, Sibel Edmonds has done quite a bit of work. She was hired right after 9/11 to be a linguist, to be an interpreter. You know, she had quite an interesting reputation for telling the truth. Well, what she found was, she found a lot of people who weren't telling the truth, weren't doing a good job around her, and she wanted to be a whistleblower. Well, government said, can't do that. National security. Remember John Ashcroft? Yeah, that great, wonderful, patriotic, Bible-believing, Bible-thumping, Bible-loving Christian from Missouri. Huh? Well, national security can't reveal secrets. Boy, how far does that go? Well, you know how far it can go. It go to torture, murder, butchery, slaughter, all the things that George Bush loves. Well, in any event, the High Court today rebuffed a request by Sybil Edmonds and media groups to rule on whether the appellate court improperly held arguments in the case in secret without being asked to do so by the other side. When courts are sealed, the public may suspect the worst and lose faith in their government simply because they were prohibited access, wrote lawyers for the media groups, including the AP. Edmonds, 32, who was hired after September 11th terrorist attacks, argued that a trial court judge was wrong to accept the Justice Department's claim that allowing her lawsuit to go forward would threaten state secrets or national security. Former translator claimed the FBI terminated her contract after she complained about the quality of the translations of terrorism-related wiretaps and had reported that another translator was leaking information to targets of investigation. You see, now if all of this is correct, and I have no doubt that it is, the FBI is loaded with corruption from top to bottom. That wouldn't surprise many of us, would it? The FBI is compromised from top to bottom. And Louis Freeh and Mueller and all of these guys are nothing more than parties to this criminal cover-up. Well, at the time, the FBI claimed it fired Edmonds because she had committed security violations and had disrupted the translation unit at the Bureau's Washington field office where she worked. Edmonds' firing was controversial among some lawmakers in Congress, especially after the Justice Department Inspector General found that the FBI had not taken her complaint seriously enough and had fired her for lodging those complaints about the translation unit. Her lawyers argued the government should not be allowed to use state secrets privileges to silence whistleblowers. And U.S. District Judge Reggie B. Walton dismissed Edmonds' lawsuit in 2004 after then-Attorney General John Ashcroft invoke the state secrets privilege. Well, anyway, that gives you just a wee bit of an inkling of an idea as to the war that is going on, the war for information, and how it is being sidetracked, it is being waylaid, it is being interfered with at all levels. Needless to say. Well, that's just one of the stories. If you want to comment, certainly you may comment on that story any time. Well, George Bush, of course, as we know, has returned now from China, from Latin America, South America. He's returned from the summits empty-handed. the war for FTAA, which is one of the pegs of the globalist elite, has not done very well so far. There have been some roadblocks put up, and rightfully so. Now, Mr. Chavez is being played up as a major threat to South America, a major threat to the oil stability. And, you know, I'm no fan of Mr. Chavez. Let me make that plain. Let me make that clear. Absolutely no friend of mine. Yet, neither is George Bush. George Bush is even less a friend of America than Mr. Chavez. So George Bush is now walking that fence, if you'll pardon the pun, where there is no border, there is no protection for the most part. The porous nature of our border, particularly with Mexico, we've been bringing out week after week after week on this program. Well, now, enough people have been making so much noise and screaming about it to their congressmen and others that somebody's got to say something and do something, right? And isn't that just like politicians? You know, we got this congressman from California, this so-called leading right-wing conservative, getting caught with his pants down, getting caught with bribery charges. And, of course, we know that's nothing. You know, he was bribed small scale. What about the drug bribe? What about the bribery for those who look the other way when the border is being invaded, huh? Well, now George Bush comes along and said he wants to crack down on those who enter the country illegally, but also give more visas to foreigners with jobs, which, of course, is nothing more than a dual plan that he hopes will appease the conservatives and business leaders who are at the core of his supporters. Got to throw them a little bone, right? The American people should not have to choose between a welcoming society and a lawful society, Bush said from the Davis-Monahan Air Force Base about an hour from the Mexican border. We can have both at the same time. Sort of like that human beings and fish can coexist. Anyway, the touchy issue of immigration has divided lawmakers. Brent Lott was one of them. Now Bill Frist, his successor, who is the Senate Majority Leader, says he's going to bring it up again this year in January, maybe. Very early. The House hopes to tackle some border security measures. The problem is, as you know, what they want to do is allow for an amnesty program and also crack down on the American people, the citizens of this country, rather than the invaders. And that's a real problem for me. That's a real serious issue with me. And we don't trust George Bush any more than we trust Tom DeLay, any more than we trust any of these other characters, Bill Frist. They're all made out of the same ball of wax, ladies and gentlemen. Aren't they? Well, Bush is pitching his plan, you know, across in the border states, where he's promoting his so-called temporary worker visas and has, as you know, tried to make legal that which is illegal. Now, he has the gall, the unmitigated gall on top of everything else, to tell the American people he does not support amnesty for illegal immigrants. And again, there's that word immigrants. They're not immigrants. They're invaders. But he does want to give workers a way to earn an honest living doing jobs that other Americans are unwilling to do and issue more green cards. Again, totally false. Totally false. Americans would love to be working. We've had them call the program. They would love to do jobs from house painting to you name it, take up some work, but they can't afford to. They cannot afford to. These companies that are hiring illegals, knowingly hiring them, they need to be prosecuted, as far as I'm concerned. This is not free enterprise. This is a violation of the national security of our basic right to defend ourselves at our border. So here we go again with the same lies of the Bush administration. First it was weapons of mass destruction. Now it's the immigrants, as he calls them. We just can't turn them all away. I mean, after all, 31 million people should be coming into the United States. Maybe 1 or 2 million we can hold back and send back if they're not good. I tell you, I'd like to send George Bush packing. And maybe I'll do a trade-off. Some of the illegals might not be as harmful to our country as George Bush. All right, those are just two of the subjects that I wanted to bring. I haven't even scratched the surface. We'll take your calls as the program continues and progresses tonight. 800-313-9443. Right here on RBNLive.com. Uncensored Radio, Free America, with yours truly, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We shall return, God willing. Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
Oh, ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? We shall take some phone calls and continue to bring up many topics tonight, ladies and gentlemen, on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, 800-313-9443. Jeff in Massachusetts, hello, you're on the program.
Ah, yes. And now, as far as illegal immigration is concerned, I got two strong points. Number one, the fact of the matter is we're losing jobs, and while we're losing jobs, more illegals are coming in. So that completely destroys the argument that they're here just to work. If our jobs are going out and more of them are coming in, it's just simple math.
Right.
Just like you have 45 chairs, and if you have 100 people for 45 chairs, guess what? There's going to be people standing. That's number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, you ever read the book Through the Eyes of the Enemy with me with Stanislav Lunev?
No. In fact, somebody brought up his name one night, and I could not find him on the internet. I'd like for someone to come up and give my producer a way of contacting him, because his name has come up on the subject. Yes. How do you spell it now? Stanislav what?
Yes, Lunev. L-U-N-E-V. And he wrote a book long time ago called Through the Eyes of the Enemy, and the book is out of print.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it through the Prophecy Club.
Okay.
That's one of the ways that you can get it. Rick Wells was selling it, you know, other people like that, but it's out of print.
Right, right. I will look for that and see if I can get him to come on the program with me.
But basically, in his book, he talks about the GRU, which is the Soviet equivalent of the CIA, and they can come over the border easily. And he wrote in there, probably the most sensitive activity of the GRU is gathering intelligence on American leaders. This is page 23. These people include the president, the vice president, speaker of the house, and other congressional leaders, cabinet secretaries, and their families and friends. They also include key military officers and other important officials. This is the only purpose for this intelligence. It is targeting information for Spetsnaz assassination squads.
Mm-hmm.
That is on page 23 of that book. When I read that, I said to myself, this is how chilling illegal immigration can get, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And these drug cartels are trained by these guys, basically. And if you ever read the book called Betrayed by Joseph Douglas, which gets into another defector, Jan Asasia, that's even scarier.
Mm. No doubt.
And this is why the simple solution is to close the border. Not throw these guys out, but put them in prison, these illegals, you see.
And then we'll look at the prison population in America today. Look at how high it is.
And if the illegal happens to be a murderer, then that illegal should be executed. Plain and simple. There are simple solutions, but they won't be applied because we have the enemy within. Look, the FBI, for instance, there was a communist named Robert Hansen who was in the anti-communist division, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
these communists have been infecting the highest levels of our positions for almost 50 to 60 years.
Yep, that's right.
I mean, what is it going to take to get these people out in a peaceful, polite way of doing it? Through a grassroots movement.
I don't think it's going to happen that way. I mean, you can build up a momentum, Jeff, and you can get people riled up as we have, but that requires such a dramatic solution, such a drastic change of events that you will never see it the way things are going at this point as far as a congressional or legal move to cleanse this government, you know? I mean, just, in my opinion, you won't see it.
I hate to say it, but I think you're right. I mean, we need to get the U.S. out of the United Nations, because I just got done reading another good book called Michael New, Soldier or Mercenary. That's another brilliant book, and the U.N. is larded with communists. The second in command at the U.N. has always been a communist.
Right. That's old news.
But you see, old news is good news, because I'll tell you why. That's the foundation. You gotta slay the beast at its foundation, and that is knowing why the UN is so wicked, and then dismantling it.
Mm. Yeah, but the UN, see, that's another thing. The UN in and of itself is not the problem; it's a symptom of the problem. And the problem goes much deeper than just the United Nations, Jeff. You see?
Yeah, that's
my point. Is you know, you could talk the UN as a symbol. It really is a symbol of a godless internationalist institution. But until we have a demand on the part of the American public to end all intrigue, foreign intrigue, internationalism, interventionism, the UN can come or go, and it will not stop the sellout of America. Now, China is a classic example. Red China, occupied China, is now at a level where it controls a certain amount of the United States, economically and politically. There is
right.
a great amount of threat from Red China, but that happened from within. Stay with me if you want. We'll be back in the next few moments to continue this discussion. I'm Rick Adams.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Rick Adams. Are you concerned about all of the media talk about the various new bird flu and other flu strains entering our country? Well, if you're hesitant about unknown ingredients in the popular flu vaccines, good for you. There is a natural, healthy alternative. Among them is this one, a successful, organic, natural, potent product from Uri International. It really works to prevent and rapidly eliminate the flu and cold symptoms. The 8 synergistic ingredients in immune enhancement works rapidly to raise your immune system without any side effects. Easy to swallow, no side effects, and safe for all ages. Call Barbara. 908-647-5093. Again, 908-647-5093, and mention Rick Adams when you call.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Okay, we cattle are here tonight to discuss how we're going to eliminate our captors. That's right, the Morlocks. Well, anyway, we're talking here on the telly with Jeff from Massachusetts. You still there, Jeff?
I'm still here.
Okay, you know, I brought up Red China as a classic example. This was foreseen literally years ago, after World War II, when Red China came to be through a treachery in the U.S. State Department. That was done knowingly, willfully, and intentionally so that someday we would have a means of creating a globalist one-world system. So Red China is the slave market today for these corporations. Meanwhile, it's hurting American industry, it's hurting American jobs, it's hurting the American taxpayers, it's hurting America while it's building up our greatest enemy.
Oh, no,
Red China.
You are absolutely right. I can't argue with one iota of that. In fact, this country left Chiang Kai-shek out to dry, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so no, you're absolutely right. If China wants to dump our bonds, our treasury
T-bills.
Notes,
yep.
Yeah, on us, we're screwed. So So, yep, you're absolutely right about that.
And then, of course, they've been trying to buy the oil industry, and even some congressmen felt that was a little bit too much, so they put a nix on that. But, you know, it'll happen. In time, it'll happen. America's being reduced in every sense of the word, and our enemies will surround us. And Russia, by the way, will come back into the fold. Russia and China now are enjoying a rapprochement as they haven't in years. So let's watch this. Sit back and watch what's going to happen.
Well,
George Bush is, remember, George Bush is nothing but a minion of this treachery, and he needs to be dealt with.
No, you're absolutely right. And in fact, Anatoly Golitsyn, in his book New Lies for Old,
right,
you know, talked about false splits and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sino-Russian split, that was a false split. That's old news.
Right.
But the reason why I mentioned the United Nations is this. In the Michael New book, it talks about Michael being forced to wear all these UN patches on him, on his right shoulder, which is the dominant shoulder. And Mike said, absolutely not. I mean, he did it politely. He wanted to, in fact, be transferred to another unit, but the Clinton administration wanted to make an example out of him. To make a long story short, when Michael New was taken out of his unit, and this is in the beginning of the book, basically, the people, the other troops in that battalion had to salute a foreign general, General Jehu, he's either Finnish general.
Mm-hmm.
And it was absolutely scary when I read that. And I said to myself, you know what? That's what's going to happen here in this country. These illegals are going to be the standing army that's going to eat our lunch. And, in fact, our military today is making it easier for non-citizens to get into our military as a fast track to citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is, I would not want to be fighting next to a Muslim, fighting other Muslims. And there's a whole other ball of wax. But you see, there are traitors within that are killing our military, and they got to be dealt with.
Right.
In a legal fashion, they got to be dealt with. And if we ever had a real patriot for a president, a real one, they would be dealt with. And a real patriotic Congress, and a real patriotic Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
Can we ever do that?
That's not as long as we have a corrupt, evil media.
That's it.
The real enemy that makes all of this possible is the fact that the media are part of the apex of this entire operation, so people are deliberately kept in the dark.
That's the
reason, my friend.
The official fourth branch of government is the media. Might as well be official. What the heck? I mean, if the media hates you and decides to put horns, a tail, a Klan uniform on you, you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's what they did with Pat Buchanan when he ran in early 90s. You know, he was starting to win some victories in the primaries, and all of a sudden, boy, they started doing a job on him. You know, Ted Koppel, all the big boys, you know. We gotta destroy Pat Buchanan because he might actually be able to win. And we don't want that to happen, you know. So, you know, you're right, absolutely. We know who the enemy is. We know how they operate. It's just a matter of watching the situation continue to grow. We're not doing anything about it. And I believe, truthfully, Jeff, it's really in God's hands. Whatever happens is going to happen because it's part of the play that he has designed that's working itself out on the world stage, you see. And what happens will happen, regardless of what we say about it. Now, that may not be too popular with some people, but I believe that that's exactly what's going to happen. The American people have no control over their system whatsoever. They have no political control, strictly in the hands of these globalists and internationalist Zionists and so forth.
Well, let me give you a historical perspective.
Right.
I believe America is already a captured country. I believe that people who come from foreign countries, these third world countries who are enemies of us, are basically outnumbered, you know, honest English speaking Americans who pay their taxes and are honest. And when you have that kind of outnumbering that's occurring, plus the illegals, plus the dumbed down college students, plus beer drinking Joe watching TV, reading porn,
right,
and all this other stuff, we're screwed.
Yep. It's just by the grace of God that we've survived this long in spite of the Bushes, in spite of the Clintons, not because of them, but in spite of them. God has kept us for a reason, and he has continued to allow us to have this freedom that we have. You say everything is in God's hands, my friend. Jeff, thank you very much for your
call. No problem.
Appreciate
it. Have a great night. Have
indeed.
A good night.
Indeed. Always a pleasure. 800-313-9443. You may say, well, you're one of the predestination type people, if you will, that it's predestined. Yes, I believe that. I believe all things are really happening for a reason. And I do believe, America was chosen. I believe America was the Israel of God in the flesh. I do believe that America was and has been the greatest country on the face of the earth. But America's been hoodwinked and duped because of her sins. People have become so selfish, so occupied with the here and now instead of the hereafter, that they have allowed a bunch of thuggish, cheap politicians and internationalists and Keenites and all these alien forces to take control of her. And it happened over a century ago, my friends, just about a century ago. Now. And when you think about it, the Federal Reserve, and then the wars, World War I and II, the worst thing that ever happened to America, the worst thing that ever happened to American sovereignty, independence, neutrality, all of these things went out the window. And not for the better, for the worse. Harold in Tennessee, hey, you're on the program, old young fella.
How you doing, Mr. Rick?
I call you old young fella. You don't mind, do you?
Shoot, no, because that's what I are.
I'm doing okay, Harold. Good to hear your voice.
It's been a while since I called you.
Hmm.
I listened to you just a minute ago, and most folks can't get it through the mind what's really going on with this country.
Uh-huh.
Back in Ezekiel and back all through the Old Testament, God told these folks what was going to happen to them if they didn't follow his way, mm-hmm. but they keep going against him.
Yes.
So Ezekiel tells all the punishment that we're going to receive, and then he told if we follow him, what kind of good benefits we would receive.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not doing his way.
That's right. Absolutely right. I agree with you.
And he's going to lower the boom on us.
No, and there's nothing that, you know, that any politician can really do or any one of our leaders can do to stem the tide, even if they wanted to do the right thing. We ourselves have to do what's right.
Right.
And that means repenting. America, repenting. Changing course. Turning from our ways. All of our problems could be solved, at least our major problem. And we'll always have problems. But our major enemies, our major problems would all be under our feet if we did the right thing. Don't you think?
They would be. And this government is nothing but a branch of Satanism.
Mm-hmm.
It's demon controlled.
Yeah. Admittedly so.
Mm-hmm. And, you know what a dung heap is, don't you?
Yes.
Well, George Bush and all them little peons that run around there remind me of the dung beetles. And pharmaceutical companies and all them big companies are the dung heap.
Uh-huh.
And George Bush and Condoleezza Rice and Dumsfield, they run up and get a little piece of dung and roll it to the hole and hide it for a while. And then the next big dung heap, they go to it. And...
Yes.
But it's all going to work out in the end.
Oh, I'm absolutely positive. I'm more hopeful now than ever, my friend.
Me too, because I can't wait to see Jesus stand back here on this earth.
Oh, yeah. That's right. And that's what I think we should be looking forward to. Amen, right. Harold.
But between now and then, we're going to, what they call the tribulation, we're mm-hmm. going to have a rough time here on this earth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But I'm looking forward to it, brother. I'm preparing myself. I had a teacher, in high school years ago, and he used to say to the men, get tough, eat nails, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was the hockey coach. And that's true. You know, we've had it so good in this country for all of these generations that Americans don't know what it's like to have foreign troops engaging in warfare against them on their own soil. We did it on European soil. We've done it elsewhere. But we don't know what it's like to have that happen here. We will. We will, trust me.
Yeah, and I don't believe the there ain't too awful many people knows which foreign troops are going to be on these soils.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can just name a few, and I think you probably know already, Harold.
I believe Germany is going to be the number one contender.
You're going to see Russian troops?
No.
You're going to see Chinese troops? You're going to see all of these foreign troops. They're already here, as a matter of fact.
Well,
many of them have been here in smaller numbers.
Everybody talked about the United States going to have a war with Iraq. It's not going to happen.
Iraq?
Right. Iran.
You mean Iran, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen. Because the EU is going to go head on with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they say. But you see, this is all orchestrated by the same people.
Mm-hmm.
The same Kenites orchestrate the coming wars that have orchestrated World War One and Two. So
yeah.
It is Europeans and Americans divided. They have divided the House of Israel, actually. And what they've done is finance with their tax dollars these wars that are really internecine wars.
But the one that God is planning is going to be a different war. Man
mm-hmm.
won't orchestrate it.
Right, right.
And so the kings of the South are going to go against the kings of the North.
Uh-huh.
And that's not my word. That's the biblical word.
Hmm. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to find a lot of that happening, though, no question.
Right. And then
the years roll by, and there won't be many more years either.
Right. And then the kings of the East are going to go ahead on with the kings of the North.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all going to be fought over oil.
Uh-huh. Very interesting. Harold, thank you so much for your call, brother. Stay well. All right. 800-313-9443. And we've got many people on the line, so we'll try to move them along as fast as we can. Jim in Kansas, you're next. Hi.
Yes. You know, we talk about a lot of different subjects on this point.
Uh-huh.
From, I don't know, 100 different things. And we never seem to get anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think would be the one thing that if we could cure, would do more to curing our problem than anything else?
Well, I think, as I've just said a moment ago, I think the real nut here that has to be cracked is the major corporate globalist media. If they were honest, the American people were told the truth on all subjects, I think the American people would respond. You're seeing a little example of that now with the lies that led to Iraq, how all of a sudden the media caught on and they have their own agenda. We know the agenda is not to make America better, but to bring America down by weakening America's standing in the world. But if the same media were honest and exposed not only George Bush and Dick Cheney and how we were lied to getting into this war, but all of the other lies, including the Federal Reserve System, the money system, what do you think would happen? Which would you choose if you had a choice, a real choice of a Federal Reserve note or a real true gold dollar bill? You choose the real money, wouldn't you?
Yep.
But you see, the American people are not being told the truth about the money changers in our midst today and not being told the truth about the Federal Reserve. The media don't dare tell them that truth.
There's three things that have convinced me that I'm on the right track, and I haven't even said what I'm on.
Okay.
But one of them is there was only one thing that Christ ever showed anger at.
Uh-huh.
The money changers.
Right, right. That's what I'm
okay.
getting into. Right, exactly.
And then in 1865, the Times editorially, and of course they were the financial newspaper of the time, made the statement that if that mischievous financial policy, which had its origin in the North American Republic, meaning America, during the late war in that country, should become indurated down to a fixture, in other words, everybody believes in it and uses it all the time, then that government will furnish its money without cost.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that means greenbacks, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
It will have all the money that is necessary to carry on its trade and commerce. It will become prosperous beyond precedent in the history of the civilized nations of the world. the brain and the wealth of all countries will go to North America. And here's the big statement. That government must be destroyed or it will destroy every monarchy on this globe.
Uh-huh.
So they were afraid of greenbacks, right?
Okay. Yes, real money. Yep. Non-interest-bearing money.
Well, at least money created by the government where the bankers don't draw interest.
That's exactly what I just said. That's right. Yes.
Now, here's another statement from the Hazard Letter. And that was in 1861, I think it was. So they're close together. Let's see here. Blah, blah, blah. It will not, he says a lot of things here, but it will not do to allow the greenback, as it is called, to circulate his money any length of time, for we cannot control it. Now, this guy was a top banker, and he wrote that.
Stay where you are, Jim. We got a quick break, all right? We'll pick up on that when we return. Rick Adams, Uncensored. We'll be right back. Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park.
Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Yeah, that Rick Adams doesn't belong on the radio. He should be taken off. He's attacking the politicians and our leaders. What's the matter with him? He's a troublemaker and a terrorist.
Well, thank you for that intro. I'm back, yes, and we're taking your calls on RBNLive.com.
right here at 800-313-9443. And let's continue with Jim. Jim, you're making a few points there about the what you perceive to be the possible solutions to the problems, the three of them. Go ahead, continue.
Another bit of information that kind of justifies this. Well, not kind of, it does. JFK was assassinated, right?
So they tell me. Yes,
Lincoln was assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson, they tried on him 3 or 4 times.
Uh-huh. And McKinley, we had Bill McKinley.
And McKinley.
He opposed the Federal Reserve System, too.
Exactly. Those four presidents have that one thing in common.
Mm-hmm.
That only one thing, the big thing, was they fought the bankers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, three of them created United States notes. Now, United States notes, the bankers draw no interest. Therefore, they could not control the economy. Therefore, they could not get big money out and buy big corporations, put them together, and pay huge amounts of money to the media. And the media would not answer to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have to go out and sell ads, you see,
mm-hmm.
like they did in the old days.
Right.
But, so that's another thing that justifies this fact. Now, the third thing is the biggie. Our Federal Reserve note is not a note because it lacks three of the four requirements of a note. It is a fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Or, should I better say, it would be a fraud if it were not for a function of law called color of law.
Mm-hmm.
Under color of law, an official can lie legally, okay?
Yeah, I guess.
And that's what they've done on the Federal Reserve note.
Uh-huh.
But you look up Federal Reserve note, and it is similar to the real note in Black's Law. Now, if it's similar to the real note, what is the real note? That's the person who makes the note. That is to say, who creates the money.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who borrows on a credit card, borrows to buy a house, or whatever. When you borrow, you create the money.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way the system works.
That's right.
Now, what they've done, the old Federal Reserve note, I mean, the new Federal Reserve note, has no promise to pay whatsoever. So, if the money system crashes, your money just disappears. It's nothing but digits on a computer anyway.
All your savings are gone.
But the old system, the last one we had, was silver certificates.
Mm-hmm.
It was a complete note. It had all four requirements.
Yep.
And if the banker did not pay you silver for it, he could be put in jail.
So those are the solutions, essentially, in your view, right?
Well, what they've done with this, they have converted.
Mm-hmm.
In the silver certificate, the banker owed you.
Right.
In the present note, you owe the
banker.
You
owe the banker, right, right.
So if the money system fails, not only did you lose all your money that was in the bank,
right,
but you still owe them for that house and that car.
All right, so what you're saying is get back to honest money, kick the rascals out, and you've solved the problem, right?
You wouldn't have to kick them out. If they didn't have the money to support those corporations, those corporations would turn on them in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
If they didn't have the money to put
the politicians in, they didn't have the privilege of creating counterfeit money, right?
Exactly.
Exactly right. Okay.
Everybody would turn on them, and our problem would be solved in a matter of days.
Well, I think it would go a long way to helping us, no question, Jim. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. You're right. Okay, you know, dishonest people create dishonest money, and honest people become dishonest with a dishonest money system. So it corrupts the people, and it's doing that today. We are more greedy than ever before, more self-centered because we can't make ends meet. You see how they are masters of deceit, these people. All right, hour number two coming right up. More Uncensored Radio, Free America with Rick Adams and you.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns
People like you and me prevent over a million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN Live.